This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Texter writes in, "Guys, I love the show. Remember, sometimes kids are riding in the car." Well, it's 7:03. You're not taking them to school.
Well, I hope that your kids don't know what we were talking about, because that's your problem if they know what we were talking about. Let's be honest here. Kids are riding the car. Yes, they should not know. They should know swing sets. That's it.
Daddy, why do all our neighbors have American flags and we have a pineapple flag?
That's upside down.
That's upside down. Could you please explain that
right to
me? I would like to know. Daddy, what's a swinger? Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It is July 16th. It is the day after the All-Star game. And what happens at this time of the year is sports talk radio tries to fix baseball. And, hey, Rob Manfred gave us some hypotheticals last night. Automatic balls and strikes.
Uh-huh.
Gave us the swing off there at the end. And for those of you who didn't stay up for it, which don't blame any of you if you fell asleep before this happened, swing off is a tiebreaker rule where each team selects three players who each get three swings to hit as many homers as possible. The team accumulating the most home runs declared the winner. Now, Kyle Schwarber hit three. The NL wins. Hooray, hurrah. Would you like to see this in the regular season? Decide some baseball games. I don't think it would benefit the Pirates. O'Neill would be very good at it, clearly. But who are you putting up there next? Seriously. For the Pirates, this might be an even more fun hypothetical. You need three guys that are going to hit taters. You're clearly leading off with Cruz.
McCutcheon.
He didn't fare well in the Home Run Derby when he was a part of it.
I mean, I'm grasp. Like,
I shoot you down there like there's better options.
Well, I mean, it's more like batting practice, right? I mean,
right.
You know, you're just kind of tossing. It's like a Home Run Derby, so you're not getting actual pitches. So whoever has the best batting practice, I would like to see it, because it's kind of like a shootout in hockey.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. You get the three best hitters and you let them go. You have a Home Run Derby to decide it. I don't know if I'm a big fan of the second base guy that's on second base in extra innings.
See, that's wonky too, man. And that was going to be my exact point. I saw a lot of people saying, "Rob, please, Manfred, don't bring this to the regular season. It's too bizarre. It's too weird." Yo, it's like backyard wiffle ball now.
Right.
You didn't earn this. Go. 10th inning. Go stand out on second base. And if there's a base hit, guess what? You come around and score. Like, what the hell is that?
Right. Exactly.
So once you open that Pandora's box, it becomes a slippery slope. And I think a lot of people were worried about this. It becomes a slippery slope to other goofy stuff. Determining the outcome of games.
Now, I don't know. Maybe this sounds stupid, but like the incentives of having extra innings of like personal incentives, getting hits, you know, having home runs that are in your contract, that probably would go away with this, you know, swinger rule, whatever.
Or if not, it just makes them harder to attain.
If it doesn't go away?
Like if you continue to have these incentives and let's say you play, I don't even know how many is a lot of extra inning games. Let's say you play 15 extra inning games over the course of an 162 game season. And let's say on average you're playing an extra two innings. That's an extra 30 innings. And I'm making all of this up. But you eliminate that, yeah, it'd be harder to hit incentives.
Right.
Because that might be an extra handful of at-bats. It could push you over some level of threshold.
So there would have to be some type of incentive for it for the players. I mean, I don't know if the players are even going to – I mean, if it votes, it gets voted on, and it gets voted on, or you just add it, but whatever. But I would think that there would have to be some type of incentive for a player to have to participate in doing something like that. I don't know.
I think it would be cool for a bit, and then it would lose some luster. That's what has happened with shootouts to me. Shootouts were awesome initially. And still, when there's a shootout, you'll have 20,000 people standing up, cheering, being excited. But compared to 3-on-3, it's nowhere near as entertaining. 3-on-3 is bonkers and awesome. And actually, they've taken some of the fun out of that because coaches got all about it and they scheme it up.
Yep.
Initially, it was just fire wagon, 1980s hockey, and it was the bee's knees. All that stuff has a novelty factor where it eventually wears off. First year of swing-offs in regular season MLB play would be electric. And then it would lose its luster. It wouldn't be as fun.
He could just implement that anytime, right? It's not like a whole CBA type deal.
He could probably do it the same way he did pitch clock and all that.
So I would do it next year because to know that we're probably going to have a lockout in the following year.
Just do a one-game travel balloon.
Or do a trial one season.
Yeah,
one season. You know you're going to have the lockout in 2027 and then reassess, you know, figure it out, see if it works, see if it didn't work. But to lead into the lockout, if you anticipate that there's going to be a long lockout, why not just do it next year to, I don't know, try it out?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, sure. And I think people would love it initially. Now, you would have the typical old-headed baseball
fans.
You're
always going to have that.
And you are, here's a dirty little secret. And we love all the elderly and senior listeners of our show. We love you all. Anybody who turns us on every morning, good morning, and we love you. Thanks for helping us put food on our family's tables. Major League Baseball doesn't give a rip about 60-plus-year-old people watching their sport.
No.
They need the younger generation. And I think the young generation would dig this.
No doubt.
Texter makes a good point. Swing off home runs wouldn't count as home runs, just like overtime shootout goals don't count for stats.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not the argument that you were making.
No, I'm making that with the extra innings, the way it is now, a home run in an extra inning does count as a home run.
Does count, right.
And
exactly.
That could be incentive late in somebody's contract where it's like you hit this amount of home runs a season, that extra inning home run might give you that extra bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Which, well, now if you would go back to this or you would go to this new regime, you would have to have some type of incentive for it.
You would also eliminate the clutch factor. Andrew McCutchen getting up there in the bottom of the 10th inning, guy on second base, closer for the Braves is out there throwing 102 miles an hour, gripping it and ripping it. Instead of that, you've got the pitching coach. You've got out there lobbing you up, Don Kelly out there lobbing you up softballs so that you can hit home runs. I could see why traditional baseball fans, even younger traditional baseball fans, wouldn't like it. I'd be okay with seeing it for a year.
I'm still in favor of the golden bat rule, though. I've always been a fan of that conversation, not for like a whole game, but for extra innings. You know, get back to your, you know, top. You get that one guy, O'Neill Cruz. All right, you're back up. All right, you finish the bottom of the ninth, and you're the last batter. It's still tied. We go to the bottom of the 10th. You're back up, man.
I think I'd actually like that more than the swing off.
Yeah.
And I hated it when you and I had our first ever conversation about it. But the more I've thought about it, the Pirates have like four professional hitters in their lineup. Why not let one of them come up in place of a Jared Triolo or a Key Brian Hayes or a Jack Sawinski, or I could list Pirates for the rest of the show. My God. Yeah, I'd like the golden at bat. They should play with that at next year's All-Star game. Funny thing about the swing-off, Shohei Ohtani didn't participate. Aaron Judge didn't participate because they, once they were pulled from the game, they left, got on a plane, and went back.
They were gone.
They were gone.
No.
They weren't in the stadium. And then Fox tried to talk around it. Oh, they just don't want to use Shohei. Oh, they don't want to use Judge. Yeah, they left. They were gone. I'm sure everyone in Atlanta is like, oh, we got Kyle Schwarber. That's awesome. And it is. I mean, that guy is a prolific home run hitter. We got Schwarber. Oh, who's AL going to throw out there? Aaron Judge. My man's sitting on his couch.
That's funny.
My man's watching the broadcast from home.
That's funny.
You had something to add, Harry. This is something I would imagine you're passionate about.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, what's stopping Major League Baseball from doing something similar to the NHL where they do play a 10th inning and the runner on second rule is kind of like a 3-on-3 situation, and then if you don't solve it after 10, then you've got your swing up.
So you play one inning of extra innings baseball, and then you go to it.
Well, what do you think of the idea?
Or even two or three. Yeah.
Or if we're talking about a golden bat situation, what if you get to the 10th, you get to redo your lineup so you can have, you know, and then you start from the top.
So when extra innings begin, Don Kelly comes out with a new lineup card?
Yeah,
I love it!
Yep.
So you can just essentially order your batters to see, like, who's hot that day. You know,
oh, Tommy Pham is just going to get... He's going to get run out there a dozen times the way he's seeing the ball.
So you still get your best hitter to come up first, but you can only essentially use them once a rotation.
I'm still waiting for anybody to text in who should bat after O'Neal Cruz if you had three buckos going up there for a swing-off.
Skeens.
I don't hate it.
They should have pitchers bat.
With my fictitious rule, you could actually put a pitcher in the lineup. Why not?
We're fixing baseball at 412-928-9370. Come along for the ride. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm not even joking, dude, when I say with the Pirates' current roster, I'm going O'Neal Cruz as my first bopper, and then I think I'm turning it over to Alexander Canario.
Yeah.
I bet you that guy hits some big-time taters. They had Matt Gorski for a minute. He would have been good at it. He was recently DFA'd. You could also decide games by, like, barehanding and throwing the ball to first base challenges. There is no limit to the amount of crazy stuff we can think up here, Doran. Laying down bunt challenges.
Or stealing.
Ooh!
Stealing challenge.
Ooh! A little more value for one Henry Davis, then.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if they do implement a swing off, O'Neal Cruz does all of a sudden become that much more valuable. He really does. That's not even tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, true. True.
There's like four or five guys you'd rather have in a swing-off than O'Neal Cruz. You'd probably go Cruz, Kutch, Reynolds.
Yeah.
You'd sure miss En-Manuel Valdez at a time like this.
Yes.
Spencer Horowitz perhaps in an on-base percentage off, Doran.
Who would be, in the last 20 years, the top three that you would pick?
Oh, we're doing that next.
Okay.
We're doing that next. It's a Wednesday in July. We're doing that next. There's one guy that comes to me. Oh, there's multiple.
I think I have a sleeper.
You think you got a sleeper?
I have a sleeper.
All right. If you're going the last 25 years.
25 years, yeah.
Last 25 years of Pirates baseball, you're putting together your three swing-off participants. Who are you picking? 412-928-9370. It is 7:16. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So Major League Baseball's All-Star Game was decided last night by a swing-off. Kyle Schwarber hits three bombs. He wins the MVP, despite not doing anything in the actual game. So he basically wins the MVP for taking batting practice. Kind of a silly way to decide a game, or maybe a fun way to decide a game, depending on what your outlook is. 412-928-9370. But we're coming up with three guys that would participate in a hypothetical swing-off. We're going back the last 25 years in Pirates history. Three guys we would like to go up there and take some swings. Now, a lot of people have texted in some very good names. You said you've got a sleeper, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start with the sleeper.
You want to start with my sleeper?
I do.
My sleeper would be Josh Bell.
Oh, yeah. Guy's a hoss.
Josh Bell. What did he have? 35, I think, homers 1 year with the Pirates?
When?
37, maybe?
He had that season. He looked like Willie Stargell. He got so hot in the middle of the year that everything came off his bat, and you felt like it was going to land in the river. He was in consideration for my list.
He had 37. 19.
Pedro Alvarez led the NL in homers, I think, also with 37. Or was it 36? Harry probably knows the number off the top of his head.
It was 36. He tied Paul Goldschmidt that year for the lead.
That's a lame number for a league lead in home runs, by the way.
Yeah.
When you got the big dumper Cal Raleigh, who's already hit 38 this year. Can I just say something real quick about Cal Raleigh?
Mm-hmm.
So my wife and I are watching the home run derby, and he calls that timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks out near the mound to talk to his dad, who was pitching to him, right? And I said, you know what they call this guy? My wife said, what? I said, the big dumper. She goes, oh, why is that? I said, because he has a prodigious derriere. And she said, no, he doesn't. That he's got an average size ass relative to the size of his body. That's a big man with, yes, a large backside, but the backside is proportional to the size of his body. It's not like he's got extra butt. It's not like he's J-Lo, where you're going, well, that's a tiny person. Whoa!
Yeah, he's what, 6'2"?
It's not like he's that guy from the ACC network who's always walking around with that big dumper whose name escapes me, and I don't want to throw him under the bus. They wear a surprisingly large backside. He's got a big butt relative to me, but not relative to his body size.
Mm-hmm.
I spent too much time on that now. Harry, who's your three? If you're putting together three dudes who can hit taters for a swing off, if you're going back 25 years of Pirates history. He didn't think about it during the
Jason
break.
Bay?
Jason Bay hit exactly zero home runs during the Home Run Derby. Terrible pick.
Well, that doesn't mean he couldn't
Plus,
try
Plus, he's
again.
Canadian. Why do you hate America?
Well, how many other guys are to pick from? There weren't too many Home Run Derby participants for the Pirates.
Doesn't need to be a Home Run Derby participant, but you literally picked the guy who hit zero in a batting practice setting.
I don't care. Jason
Terrible
Bay.
Pick.
That's one.
Horrendous.
But he was in the Home Run Derby for a reason.
He hit zero!
Okay, but he was elected to be in the Home Run Derby because he had, what, 35?
He hit a bunch of homers here.
Yeah.
Hey, Crowley. No, relax. I picked Jason Bay as my one.
He was going to be on my list.
Zero homers! Zero!
Can I pick somebody from the current year? Or are we doing like
Yeah,
history?
Of course.
The last
okay,
25 years.
Okay, Cruz and Pedro Alvarez.
It's a confusing concept for Harry over there.
It's not confusing. I didn't know if you wanted me to go like historic, not this current season. So if we're doing current last 25
we've already established the rules here.
The rules are established
like three
okay,
different times.
Jason Bay, O'Neill Cruz, and Pedro Alvarez. Those are my three. You're already arguing with me. I gave one and you're arguing with me.
Well, this is a very serious topic. So we need to make sure we argue about it.
So Jason Bay was my second and my third would be Brian Giles. And not O'Neill Cruz.
I went Giles, Cruz, Pedro. But I'll tell you what. Matt Stairs probably deserves inclusion on this. He played exactly one season as a Pirate. He only played in 121 games. Could you imagine if you just inserted this guy as your designated hitter this year? Matt Stairs, 2003. 20 homers for the Bucks in 121 games, an OPS of 950, an OPS plus a 142, batting average of 292. What the hell got into Matt Stairs? Oh, by the by, at 35 years of age. Now, that's right smack dab in the middle of the steroid era. I'm not accusing Matt Stairs of anything, but just a forgotten, random, stupid season in Pirates history that nobody's thought about in years. Matt Stairs. I might bump Pedro for Stairs, baby. Be weird about it. I don't think Pedro fared well in his Home Run Derby either, did he?
And I don't think he hit a single one either.
And I don't think Josh Bell did all that great, but I could be misremembering that.
Josh Bell did fine. He didn't advance, but he did fine. Why are you picking Pedro? He didn't hit any home runs in his.
I know. I
what
stepped all over my own argument there.
Mm.
I say this about Bay all the time. He didn't hit it far. He hit it high.
He did hit it high.
It would leave Skied. His bat, and it looked like the
arch in St. Louis.
Thank you. Why could that not come out of my mouth there?
Mm-hmm.
So who would you put on this hypothetical last 25 years Pirates swing-off team? 412-928-9370.
I lied to you, by the way. Pedro hit six.
Hey!
He didn't advance to the second round, but the fact that you didn't know that also speaks volumes.
Well, I did know that Bay hit zero. Texter, Crowley, settle down. Don't be dumb. That's fair. That's fair. I got
what an insult.
Jason Bay's a great pick.
He hit zero.
He's a great pick.
He swung and missed. He's a great player. He was a hell of a player.
He was in the Home Run Derby for a reason because he was hitting home runs.
And then he hit zero.
But he still was
he
hitting home
hit,
runs.
He couldn't hit the soft pitches. He could only hit the fastball.
That doesn't mean that he wouldn't do that in an extra inning setting.
That's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah. You know, like our ratings are pretty.
Garrett Jones.
Our ratings are pretty high, right?
Yeah.
And you usually do good shows, but sometimes you do bad shows. Should we judge you based on your bad show? Or if you try it again, could you do a better one?
If we're doing a radio off, I don't know that I get invited, though.
Get the analogy. Our ratings are very good.
And I just stepped on my own point again.
Man.
Because he did get the invite.
Wow.
Texter, don't forget Aramis Ramirez. Well, now we don't have to.
Yep.
You can chime in on this. 412-928-9370. Craig Wilson getting a shout.
Craig Wilson.
Tremendous pinch hitter in his day. Craig Wilson. Also Reggie Sanders, who had a terrific one-year stint with the Pirates where he hit over 30 home runs.
Darryl Ward had a year with the Pirates.
Darryl Ward's a good call, too.
I'd pick Darryl Ward over Jason Bay. You're right. There you go.
You would?
No, I'm kidding. It was sarcasm. Jeez. Get with it.
Jeez.
You would?
Like, what? Of all the things in the history of our show that I've got worked up about, this is among the absolute dumbest.
Oh, one of the Pirates' best outfielders in the 2000s. No, don't put him in the home run derby. Yeah, right. I'm Crowley.
It's not even the home run derby. It's just extra innings.
It's extra innings, home run derby.
It's swingers. It's the swinger event.
Texter writes in Dan Vogelbach, and we have now reached the part where people just start naming large guys.
Tell us.
All righty.
Yeah, put Rowdy in there, because he hit, well, how many hit homers did he hit for the Pirates? Six?
He had to have hit more than six. If he hit fewer than six, then, Harry, you can host the show for the rest of the day with Thorne.
He hit more. He hit.
He had to have.
Definitely. 11.
Well, he had 11 this season with the Mariners before they released him.
Last season with the Bucks, he had 13 ding-dongs. You can chime in because we're just screwing around today at 412-928-9370. People writing in Marlon Byrd. He had some man breasts, Marlon Byrd. He also got busted for steroids, and I'm guessing there was some sort of correlation there. 412-928-9370.
You're just saying stuff. You're just saying stuff.
Remember when they called the bush in center field the bird's nest because his first home run was hitting there?
Yeah, and I'm surprised we never got a Greg Brown home run call. Bird is the word. Or did we? We may have.
Well, you don't remember anything anymore, it seems, so.
Ah. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Noah Hyles was at the MLBPA President's press conference. He was also at Rob Manfred's press conference discussing the potential collective bargaining agreement issues in a few years. We'll get his take on that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You can watch us on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com, type in 93.7 The Fan live stream. It's wildly popular, and the comment section gets insane. Also, you can listen to The Fan Morning Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, worldwide on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Now, someone writes in on YouTube, and I was just thinking about this during the break. This is Swaggy McNolegs. I'm having a day. He writes in, wish they made it a 7-6 final. Kind of looks stupid as 6-6. I agree with that. It's very soccer-esque. Like any of these big-time soccer championships, they'll say final score 1-1, and then Germany wins in a shootout.
Right, yeah. Yep, just, I got you.
Just bump it up. Bump it up. In the shootout in the NHL, you win the shootout, you get the extra goal, so it doesn't look dumb. Oh, the Penguins won 3-3. No, it's European and stupid. We'll get to Noah Hyles' comments on the upcoming collective bargaining agreement, Major League Baseball, in a second. But Paul in Washington has been waiting patiently on hold, and I feel like we got to go to Paul. We've talked about a lot of nonsense today, and why wouldn't we just let Paul in on the fun? Hello, Paul.
Hey, I think you guys really need to acknowledge the greatness that is one producer, Nicholas Harry Callis, for giving Tony and Mahler their lunch, and also Doran for hitting a moonshot.
Were you there?
In the game the other night.
Paul, did you go?
I mean, Nicholas was excoriated by Tony. You know, these guys, they're too big for their britches, and I'm proud of Nicholas Harry Callis. And I think that he did what a lot of us would like to do, and that put Tony and Mahler in their place. And Nicholas, you deserve so much. I can't even express it. But what you did, Nicholas, you talked the talk and you walked the walk, and I'll leave it at that.
Wait, Paul.
Have a good day,
Paul. Were you there? Did you go?
No. Some of us got to work, Adam. Some of us ain't got banker's hours like you.
That's fair, Paul. See you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, buddy.
It's like Harry's Clayton Kershaw out there. I mean, it's not like he's painting corners.
Right.
Although, I do think it's important to mention that there was that long winning streak. Doran hits a homer. Harry pitches a gem.
Well, Harry made some plays, too.
He made a couple plays in the field.
Yeah, he did.
Routine plays that in these celebrity softball games are typically not routine. Easy outs. And then I was out there looking like Jack Wilson, kind of, with a
you
his head
did
cut
well.
Off.
You did do well.
Unconventional, but we got, balls, hit my way, made the play.
What was hilarious about Pony, too, is he gave up home runs when he wasn't supposed to, and then he didn't give up any home runs in the home run derby. And it was the opposite for me.
That's right.
I kept them rather scoreless, and then I was, the people I pitched to were hitting home runs.
Cam Hayward basically begged to have you pitch to him. He said, I don't want any parts of Pony in this home run derby. Those guys are too big for their britches. I love that. Thank you, Paul. We need more Pauls in this world.
Yes.
I should have asked him what he did for a living.
Some of us have to work. What do you say, banker's hours?
That's right.
Oh.
I thought bankers worked long hours.
So did I.
Remember when you'd go to the bank
mm-hmm.
and you'd go through the drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have that little tube that would go through the suction thing?
Yes.
What a highlight that was as a kid.
Yeah. They still do it.
What?
I think.
I never get cash anymore.
No.
Harry's shaking his head. Yes, he makes his payments for his van with cash, I think, monthly.
No.
All right, we don't have enough time to get into what Noah Hyles had to say, so we'll do that coming up next. His biggest takeaway from Rob Manfred and Tony Clark's press conferences in Atlanta. That's next. This guy keeps inviting us to trivia on the text line. Says he hosts trivia every Wednesday at 7:30. In North Huntington.
His name is Jeffrey.
That's right. I mean, just blowing up the text line, come to trivia, come to trivia. Appreciate the invite. We do our trivia on Tuesdays with Southside Jake. Whooped his ass yesterday.
Did you?
Harry, a big contributor. So this trivia guy says, calling Europeans stupid, Crowley, is very contradicting of you since you have Napoleon syndrome. Now, I do not deny that. But George Washington crossed the Delaware so that we could say National League 7, American League 6. This 6-6 thing is BS. Very close to swearing a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
We are loose today.
Yes, very.
We are very loose.
Very.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Haven't talked football at all. Ray Fittipaldo, though, he will join us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour in about 10 minutes. Noah Hyles was at the Tony Clark press conference. He was at the Rob Manfred press conference. And here was his takeaway.
I think my biggest takeaway is I don't know if we're going to have baseball in 2027.
Great. Thank you, Noah. That's outstanding. I think it'd be worth it if you wind up with some level of competitive balance.
Yes.
If that is a salary cap and salary floor, I think that would be the ideal situation. If it's just a legitimate salary floor, I think I could live with it. When Rob Manfred went on with Pat McAfee, I think a lot of us took that to mean that he would be okay with or may even push for a salary cap, salary floor. But I've since heard other people say, no, he was very careful in not going down that path specifically. So when he talks about competitive balance, he might try to come up with something creative. I don't even know what that would be. But it does seem like there is some level of motivation from the owners to make things a little bit more fair. If there wasn't, then Rob Manfred wouldn't go up there and say that because, let's face it, he works for the owners, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be more of a floor, if anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to be both. I don't think you can get there for it to be both a salary cap and floor. But I think the floor makes a lot of sense because of, you know, even the Pirates situation. They're probably, you know, in the forefront of why that they would, you know, Major League Baseball would have a floor to make sure that these owners spend enough money to make sure the product is good as a whole.
I think you could find a majority of the big market owners that would sign up for a floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they get ticked off that they pay this revenue
right.
sharing, that they pay the luxury tax, and owners can pocket the profit. I think they want to make sure that that money gets spent on ball players. If we're going to pay the small market guys basically to exist, fold that into damn baseball
yeah.
and not just line your wallet. And I think you would have a lot of small market teams that are okay with that. And I think the players union would absolutely get on board with a floor.
Oh, definitely.
So that you don't have teams like the Pirates spending $89 million. Instead, you raise it to like 125. I think 150 might be pushing it based on some fast and probably bad math I did yesterday. 125, though, would be a significant upgrade over what the Pirates got going on right now.
Yep, 150 million bucks almost.
That's right. That's some fast math by you. I also don't think it fixes every problem, and I heard Greg Brown talk about this yesterday. I think he makes a good point. It's a cap league in the NFL, yet the Browns have sucked for 25 years. The Bears have mostly been awful. The Jets have mostly been awful. It does not fix everything.
Yeah, but they try.
Exactly.
They try to pay. I mean, look at Deshaun Watson. They paid him $250 million. They try to play.
Yes.
Or to pay players to make sure that their teams are good. Sometimes that they're paying the wrong players.
Yes.
And that's bad management.
Yes.
That goes to a different level.
And that's, I think, managing. That bad management, like if Ben Cherington were still the guy in a capped and salary cap floor league, I still wouldn't have a lot of faith in him to spend the money on the correct guys.
Yes.
But I don't think that's an argument for why you shouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
You look at the business model of the NFL, they've been really successful. Duh. Now, people like the violence element of it. You have TV contracts that are going to yield a lot of money that Major League Baseball is never going to be able to tap into just based on the nature of the sport. But yeah, I don't think that's an argument that's strong enough to make it so that you don't have a cap and floor. And I'm not sure that that's what Greg was trying to do. I think he was merely just saying it doesn't solve all the issues. And it wouldn't, but it'd make me feel a lot better about things.
Yeah, it solves some issues, though.
It's why, listen, college football and college basketball and collegiate sport, they've now got the rev share, and you're paying players directly for play instead of NIL, which was pay for play but fake. And that was totally wild, wild west stuff. Now at least you'll have it somewhat capped. Kind of.
Kind of. Not really.
I think they're trying to move to that. They are,
but
clearly not there right now.
I mean, how are you going to be able to? I mean, I know we're going off in a different situation, in a different area now, but like, how are you going to make that concrete?
You know what it's going to wind up being, man? It's going to be the old version of college football, where everyone had the same number of scholarships, yada, yada, yada. And now, instead, it's going to be everyone's got that same revenue share if they want to play into that. And before it was the bag man. Now it'll be the bag man again, just through NIL, and they'll try to keep it off the books. But those rich teams, the Ohio States of the world, the SEC schools, the Alabamas of the world, they'll still be able to go above and beyond in NIL, even when there are guardrails up.
Right.
They'll just do it behind closed doors like they used to back in the day.
Well, the only way to make that a real thing of, like, you know, just being the rep share is to, you have to make them employees and give them contracts. And in their contracts, it says, like, you cannot accept monies from X.
Right.
You know, you can only accept money from the university. And, like, they would have to sign it. They couldn't say no.
Did you see that Texas Tech has spent $28 million on their football roster this offseason?
Doesn't shock me. Texas A&M, remember that, about 2 years ago, they wrote that check at halftime. I'll never forget that. Watching that game, I don't even know who they were playing. Texas A&M, $118 million check at halftime. What? How are you supposed to compete with that? Can't.
Oil money.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going on in Lubbock, all due respect, either. No. My God. All right. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette going to join us next door, and it's 1 week from today that the Steelers will arrive in St. Vincent College for training camp. Holy cheese and crackers, Batman. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 84, Antonio Brown. Low of 72, 75% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.